This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Katie Ganaway, joined today by Carrie Noel Humphrey. She is the founder of the event Dance Africa, which is an all-day free dance festival hosted by the Academy for Academics and Arts, PTA. So welcome, Carrie Noel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. And Dance Africa is a community dance festival that's coming to Academy for Academics and Arts, and that's open to all registered students, grades 3 through 8, correct?
That's correct. It's a community event, and we are asking that all students, grades 3 through 8 in North Alabama, sign up and join us. And it's significant that it's on that day because that is the celebration of National Dance Day as well. So we want it to be very special for our students here in North Alabama.
And, of course, have to ask, COVID is a big thing, you know, and you want to keep everybody safe. How are you going to sort of do that?
Absolutely. Well, the committee and I have been discussing our COVID protocols in great detail over the last few weeks. It is going to be a mask required event.
Okay.
So we will provide masks for anyone who does not have one. We will be implementing social distancing as well. We have a very limited capacity. And we will also provide hand sanitizer throughout the day.
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear that you're going to keep everybody safe. Dance Africa, it gets right to the West African roots of the modern dances that we know and love here in America. Can you talk about what else is going to be taught throughout the day? Because I understand there's going to be a connection between storytelling and things like West African drumming and things like that.
Yes. Well, the foundation of West African dance is storytelling. And you cannot have West African dance without a drum. So those things are married. The program is designed to help students to understand that the dances that we know and love so much, that we refer to as American concert dance, jazz dance, tap dance, hip hop dance, that all has its roots in West African dance. Even some of the other dance forms that we see today, like modern and contemporary, they have their roots in West African dance as well. So this is just an opportunity for our students to see and make that connection and to understand that they have a connection to other places and that what we do here is not singular in its notion, it's seen in other places as well. So we want to help students to have a shared connection with people in other places than Alabama.
Right. And the sessions that are scheduled throughout the day deal with, as you said, jazz, tap, hip hop, things like that. Can you talk about what the students will learn in those sessions?
Yes. Well, each session will begin with a short historical context from their teacher, and the teacher will give them some information about the roots of that dance, whether it's West African or whether they're in the drumming class, just a short and brief history so that they will know something other than the steps. They may also learn about the culture that surrounds how that dance was created or originated. So there are a lot of things that they will learn during the day.
And it's not going to be a spectator sort of thing. It's going to be participatory as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I believe at the end of the day, the children will all need to go home and go right to bed. It's hours of dancing. There is in the schedule breaks so that the children are not just dancing 5, 6, 7
right.
hours without a break. We've scheduled the day around the idea that they will have class and then have a little break and class and have a little break and have lunch and have more class. So it was designed with young children in mind, but it's absolutely not a spectator day. They will be up. They will be moving. They will be having an embodied experience, which I think is really important to have that experience and know what it feels like to do that movement in their own body so that they can articulate what they have experienced and they can carry that with them.
And from an educational standpoint, participating versus spectating, what would you say the most important thing is about that element?
I would say just making sure that the students are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
When you can have an active engagement with a student, it is much more valuable to them in their long-term retention of the information than just reading or coloring or doing some type of arts and crafts. This is going to be an educational arts experience for these students. It is founded in the research that I did a few years ago, and I just thought this was so important and so interesting. I thought, well, we can't just write this in a book because my students aren't going to read my thesis. So what is a way that I can help them and use this information that I have to share it with them so that they can have a broader understanding of what dance is really about?
Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk about the people who are going to be teaching these students. They are amazing people, choreographers, artists of all kinds. Talk about them.
Well, from a grant that I received, a very generous grant that I received from the Alabama State Council on the Arts, I was able to hire a very diverse and very experienced faculty. They are Alabama artists who are coming from all over the state of Alabama. So these are artists that our students would not usually have access to. That was important to me, that we did not just give them something that they could already get. Mm-hmm. They've traveled all over the world. They've taught in a variety of different schools and conferences. They have danced professionally with a variety of dance companies. They are what we would consider master teaching artists, and that's why they were selected, because they are very good at what they do. And they are from the state of Alabama. So I wanted the students to know that, yes, every good choreographer and dancer does not live in LA or live in New York. We actually have those amazing resources right here in the state of Alabama. So let's utilize them.
You did mention the grant, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit with you, if that's okay.
Awesome.
Okay. So you were awarded the grant from the Alabama State Council on the Arts.
Yes.
And the National Endowment for the Arts to
that's
put the
correct.
Festival on. How would you say the grant helped to make the event happen, and do you think you'll bring this back next year?
The event would not be possible without those generous grants,
mm-hmm.
period. So we are very grateful that the Alabama legislature allows us to have an Alabama State Council on the Arts, and that they are connected to the National Endowment on the Arts. That's very important. It would not exist without those programs. Yes, I am hoping to be able to bring this program back next year. Yes, I hope to make this an annual event. Yes.
What would you say is the most important thing that you hope students and anybody who gets to attend these sessions takes away from this event, from Dance Africa?
I think the most important thing that the students can take away from it is that African dance is high art. It is on the same artistic level and quality as things like ballet. I want them to understand that first, that this is art, and the people who create these dances are artists and choreographers, just as we see on the stages here in the United States. The second thing that I would like for them to see is a positive representation of themselves. All too often, we only see one representation of people of color in dance, or a representation that is not speaking to the best light of who we are. And so this is an opportunity for not only students of color to see that, but other students as well, so that everyone can understand that, yes, this Africanist-derived art form is beautiful, it's important, it's valuable, and I can participate in that as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you see in the future this sort of being an added element to the regular instruction at places like Academy for the Academics and Arts?
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that there would be a way to find funding for additional arts programs at all the schools here mm-hmm. in Huntsville. That is really the missing link to what we can provide. It's always about the money. So yes, I would hope that these culturally diverse, culturally inclusive, accessible programs would be made available to all students.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we made this activity free, and we opened it up to the community. The students at schools like AAA, they have access to the arts every day.
Mm-hmm.
But there are schools in our district that don't have that in-depth access to the arts. And what they are receiving is not necessarily diverse mm-hmm. or inclusive. So we wanted to do all of those things with this festival and let people know that dance is just as valuable as art. It is just as valuable as music. But in our district right now, we only have 4 dance teachers out of about 4,000 or 5,000 teachers.
If you were able to expand these dance classes or history on dance of African origin, what would that look like?
I would love to send a teaching artist into a school and at a bare minimum allow them to spend some time in that school with the students over a 3 or 4 month period, maybe a residency, helping them to understand the culture of that art form, the people who created that art form, the events that are related to the dance. Generally, when you're talking about social dance, you're talking about a dance for a ritual or recreation or a concert. There's a reason why people dance. And so I would want them to understand not only the steps of the dance, the technique, and I would want them to also understand the who, what, when, where, and why. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we understand dance as an expression of humanness? When you think about movement, movement is communication. And the most primary example of that is sign language. Mm-hmm. We understand that when you are signing, you are communicating. It's movement. Dance is movement with more parts of the body, and you are communicating. So a program that allowed us to do things like that, that would be my dream.
Is there anything else that you would like to add today, Carrie Noel?
I just want to give my sincere thanks to the PTA of the Academy for Academics and Arts. Again, this would not be possible without them. There's a committee of ladies who have really stood in and helped to bring this to fruition. And so I appreciate the support that I have received from them in bringing this idea to life. And I really appreciate that so much.
Thank you so much for being here today, Carrie Noel. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. I'd love to come back anytime.